Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
Let my hope fill you today. Let it take you for a little while from this world with its pain, heartache, its trouble, its darkness, its turmoil, its death. Let it captivate you. Let it capture you. Let it take you away for a while. Let it give you a glimpse of the glory that awaits you. Let it point you to your long home, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I gave him a great name because of his great love for me and for you. I gave him a great name because of his great sacrifice. I gave him a great name because of his obedience, even unto death, his meekness. Yea, saith God, I gave him a great name, for he is worthy to be praised. Praise and glorify the name of my Son, and you will give honor and glory to me. Yea, for I am in him, and he is in me, and you are in us together, saith the Lord. I've indeed built for you a city. Let your heart grasp it. Let it become home for you. Even before you get home. I prayed for him that his faith would fail not. Not his faith in his faith, but his faith in my intercession, saith God. His faith in my love. His faith in my faithfulness. And yea, I also said unto him, and when you are converted, when you become another man, a man of victory instead of a man of defeat, a man of joy instead of a man of depression, a man of commitment instead of a man of compromise, then go and strengthen your brethren and point them to the God who delivered you, saith the Lord. When your faith is shaken and your body is weak and you wonder, will the Lord hear me? No, there is one that stands up in your behalf. Yea, that prays in mighty faith and power in your behalf, saith God. Yea, that pleads his own blood in your behalf. And the scars of his body says that he has suffered for you. And will I listen? Yea, I will hear. For I will listen and I will hear. I say unto you again, I will listen to his prayer and I will hear. So pray unto me even when you are weak. For you stand not as one alone, but you stand with your great High priest in heaven, saith the Lord. Look to me in your pain and do not fear the weeping. The weeping is but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Look past the night, look past the moment, and look forward to the day. Yea, for the day star will arise, and the Sun of Righteousness shall arise. And yea, your heart shall be gladdened when light fills it, even at the midnight hour, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And let this be a strong witness in your life as you live for heaven, that you may invite others to walk the same road that leads to life. Point them to Christ. Point them to the world to come. For this world is getting exceeding dark. And this world will soon end. But that world will go on age without end. And yea, saith the Lord, so many are not ready for the world to come. Folks, I want to